This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock hour, John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios, taking you to 3 o'clock today and our coverage on 92.9 The Game of Atlanta United and Toronto at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, one of three major events going on in about a, 12-mile span. Mets and Braves at Truist Park and Atlanta United and Toronto at Mercedes-Benz and the Tour Championship at Eastlake, so Atlanta's jumping with big major sporting events today. 2 weeks ahead of the Falcons opening game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, talking about some of the roster moves that the Falcons have to make. And now, of course, having to replace Caleb McGarry, who honestly probably going to be out for the year at this point. I'm not expecting him back, but hopefully he heals faster. Who knows? Do have 18, 19 weeks. Before the season comes to an end. Hopefully that ends in, a playoff spot. So, you do have some time. I mean, you have 4.5, near 5 months. And then you have, of course, a chance to look at what other teams are doing. We mentioned Minnesota making a trade with the Eagles and sending Sam Howell to the Eagles and signing Carson Wentz. Okay. Tampa Bay cutting Shiloh Sanders after he punched a player last night. He was going to get cut whether he punched the guy from the Bills or not. But Shedeur Sanders, of course, is a big talking point, whether the Browns are doing him dirty by playing him when they're playing him. Again, I like Shedeur. He's just going to have to grow as a player, and we'll see what because I think he's going to end up on the Browns practice squad. 404-726-0929, and all this, hubbub about, if they had really, wanted to win, they'd play him. Well, they want to win. Of course they do. Maybe if you're the Browns, look, if I own the Browns, I would say, look, what's it going to take? Who's going to end up being the better quarterback? Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders? I don't care about Joe Flacco. I don't care about Kenny Pickett. I don't care about Tyler Huntley. I don't know what to do with Deshaun Watson except just, leave him perpetually injured and just eat that money. But I would just say, let's play the two guys. Let's play the two young players. Let's play Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Let's play them both. I mean, what do you got to lose this year? I mean, you're finishing last in the AFC North, right? I mean, you may have the number one pick. So it's like, play them both. Let's see if either of them could turn into a starting quarterback over the next, 17 games. And if they do, then, hey, listen, if we have a really high pick, maybe we can use it on, a wide receiver, a superstar, a player of that ilk, So maybe we can go out and get Jeremiah Smith and not have to worry about drafting a quarterback. 404-726-0929. Let's go to G. He's on with John. Hey, G. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon to you.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
And I'm calling, man. My concerns is the brain trust for the Falcons. And John, I've been a Falcon fan my whole life, man, my whole life back to those Steve Borkowski days. And John, Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, man, it's almost like, okay, we can count two or three losses right there, cuz especially the head coach and Raheem Morris. It's quiet as it's being kept. A lot of games fell into his hands, and he made some not so good decisions. We don't have an advantage on Sundays, man. We do not, as far as the sideline is concerned. I don't trust the general manager. I definitely don't trust the head coach. And those are concerns for me. Michael Penix, three games, the head coach saying he's smarter than everybody in the room, all these other coaches who've won and got the resume of continuously winning, and our coach like, nope, I'm not going to play my beat, and our quarterback has only got three. I'm pulling for Michael Penix, and I hope he really, really do well. But John, my concern is on the sideline, dude. My concern is the general manager, and I want the Falcons to do good, but if they don't do good – I'm hoping that at least we'll get the general manager and head coach out of here and stuff, man.
Well, all right, let's talk about that a little bit, G. You said quietly, to use your word, quietly, he kind of lost games for. I don't think it was quiet at all, G. I think we all saw it. I mean, it was very vocal,
yes,
very
right.
loud, which is why he's under so much pressure. And Mr. Blank is, you know, talking about Arthur Blank, Josh Blank, both of them. Josh Blank and Arthur probably both made it very clear to both Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris that, you know, nothing short of a playoff appearance is going to be acceptable this year. I hate to be on the wheel of coaches. I always like to say too, G, that I'm raise my hand here and say that I'm trying to be as transparent as I can, because I'm in a little bit different situation than some fans, even though I'm a fan, is that I know Raheem a little bit. I know met Terry Fontenot a few times, and I know Jeff Albrecht some, so I am, interviewed them, and know Marquise Williams. I mean, so I know these guys, I like them. And so it's hard for me to really be, critical on a personal level, because I can't, because I like them personally, but professionally, they know what they have to get done. I would say the coaching staff took a big step up. One of the big mistakes that Raheem Morris made was bringing in Jimmy Lake. And so hopefully Jeff Albrecht is going to be a big step up in terms of the defensive coordinator for this team for this year. All we have to do is see how it is. And Raheem Morris just has to make sure that he stays the hell out of the way, because Jeff Ulbrich is going to call the defense. Zach Robinson is going to call the offense.
I like that. Yes, yes.
Marquise Williams is going to call the special teams. Well, but it's also a way to be a head coach. He wouldn't be the first. I mean, a lot of head coaches, some head coaches will coach one side of the ball. A Mac McCarthy will coach offense. Dan Quinn coaches defense. Arthur Smith called the offensive plays, but sometimes some head coaches don't. They don't call plays. They let their coordinators call the plays, and then they kind of overrule everything in the game. And this is where you've got to be better at clock management. You've got to be better at personnel. You got to be better at down and distance. What it is you want to do. Are you going to go for it? You're going to punt. All that strategy is what you do. The exact play call and personnel fits that.
John, last year, Jimmy Lake, that wasn't a good hire. But as Raheem Morris being his supervisor, I'm using air quotation marks here, well, you're not doing it right. I don't want to do your job, but I'm going to correct you if something's being done wrong. We saw that with Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan, when Dan Quinn just sat over there and just let him keep throwing the ball, and we could have been running it, and we would have had a Vince Lombardi trophy here in Atlanta.
No doubt.
We want the head coach. Yes, I'm not going to be a micromanager, but also I'm not going to let us lose a Super Bowl. I'm not going to let us lose games because we got defensive players that's out of position. I'm a Falcons fan. I'm pulling for them, but I'm almost in a
I don't
want
to go back to 23.
Situation.
I want to talk about now. Yeah. So okay. I mean, this team now. I think it's fair to say that Raheem Morris is under a lot of pressure to produce this year, and I hope he does. I like him. I hope this works. The one thing I don't want to see this franchise continue to do is be on the wheel of coaches. This is already. You know, I mean, we keep running through it. If you're going to make another change in head coach, that's going to be 4 head coaches in 7 years. That just is not a recipe for success in any way.
Jack, what do? We just keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. I mean, keep doing that 7-9 and whatever, that 7-10 or 8-9. And that's insanity, dude. The same thing. Like you said, John, 6-7 years, and we sniffed the playoff, that beautiful building. We got down that tower at ML King Jr. Drive and Northside Drive, and ain't nothing happened after those regular season games. So, it's frustrating.
No, frustrating. Yeah, no, they got to start winning. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. John, I appreciate you checking my call, man. I enjoy you guys' show. You're a producer. Good guy. I kind of disagree with him on the cool kid. If he was hurt last year, why didn't we make a change?
All right, Gary, you talk to G about this.
Well, G, and that's a fair question. G, it's because
they did make a change, by the way.
They did make a change, ultimately, because he was hurt. But it's the same thing as Kirk. It's the same thing as other players do across the league. These guys have to be protected from themselves. And ultimately, it is what it is. It is what it is. And he's a good player. But these guys often play through injuries. It's a very common thing that you see in professional sports. Guys turn their ankles all the time.
People
get hurt, but they have to protect their livelihood in the fall. That's when they have the opportunity to do it. And Young-Waiku thought he could play through it. He re-aggravates an injury, and he makes it worse, and that's why he physically could not continue. Really the difference.
But I see the decline in him the last 3 years. I think he was the MVP of our team a couple of years, or could have been the MVP of our team a couple of years. But it's not getting better. It's not getting better. But this year is going to be a telltale sign for Koo as well. And I hope he do well. Again, let me reiterate, I am a
appreciate
Falcon.
Thanks, G. All right, let's go to Aaron. Yep. Aaron joins us. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the show.
How you doing, John?
Good, man. What up?
One thing I want to say, it seems like all these callers that call in are focusing on one thing instead of their entire season. So let's say that, you know, if Kurt didn't go down, if Kuhl didn't go hurt, he'd get hurt. If there wasn't some bad coaching calls at the end of the season, we'd be in the playoffs. And one thing that's common with every Super Bowl team, they all say it was a magical season because everything worked out. So you can't just blame it on Kurt or Koo or the coach. It's just the NFL. I want your thoughts on that.
Well, but when you lie to the team like Kurt
did.
Yes,
yes, yes. Exactly.
I mean, there's that too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I probably – if I were a veteran on that team, I still wouldn't be talking to him.
Right, I agree.
You lied
with
that. I'm sorry, you lied to me, dude. And you know, you come out to the NFL Network, you know, and then you come out again a second time. Then you admit you lied a second time. You know, he sold this team out 3 times because you go back to when you know they were talking to him originally, and he's the one that got him in all the trouble, that lost the draft pick and got him fined because he happened to blab about the fact that the he was talking to the Falcons, and so the NFL, you know, slapped us down for tampering. If he doesn't say anything, then there's no tampering charge, but he has to talk. And so he got us in trouble with that. And then he doesn't bother to tell. He's lying to everybody. You know, now you say, well, can't you see it in practice? I wasn't there in practice to notice, you know, but that he didn't have any zip on the ball. And didn't we all see in the Denver game that it was evident that he had no zip on the ball? Yeah, I don't know why they didn't make a change. So that falls on the coaches too at the same time. But he kept telling them, you know, hey, listen, you know, I'm still healthy. I can go. And when obviously he could not and was making horrifically bad decisions. And then he comes out, and of course, after the season, and says, you know, A, I really was hurt in the New Orleans game. I lied to them. I didn't tell them how bad it was. Then he comes out a third time, you know, right before the season begins, and says, you know, I was actually really hurt at the beginning of the year much more than I let on with that Achilles, and so it took me a while, and I'm still not 100%. So the guy's never told the truth. You know, not one damn time.
I 100% agree with all that. I saw the injuries. I'm watching him play like the rest of us. Like, something's wrong with Kurt. And the coaches, if we can see it on game day, they can obviously see it on game day and in practice.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't.
I don't know either. They should have put Penix in at week 7, 8, 9.
Right after the Denver game. Hell, they should have put him in during the Denver game. After that pick six where he had nothing on the ball, they should have yanked him. They probably wouldn't have won that game anyway. But
you see he had no foot strength, no arm strength, anything.
No nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have put Penix in right then and there and just said, okay, it's your job the rest of the year until we can figure this out. But
I just hope this year that we don't have any more injuries and that, Penix does his thing, Raheem does his thing. And like you said, we can go 2-2 at the beginning of the season, and then I'll be looking pretty. I think we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, just get to that. It's an early bye. I don't mind the early bye this year with a new quarterback. Let's get to that.
Yeah,
2-2
in
the first four games. Get to week 5. Get that bye. Kind of reassess where we are, and then just take off from there. All right. Appreciate it. 404-726-0929. If you're hanging on, stay right there. I promise. If you're on hold, you will get on the air. John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Sunday, live from the Northern Kia Studios. Just Garrett, I have a den here. By the way, Robert, Rick, Ben, if you're hanging on, stay right there. I promise if you're on hold, you'll get on the air. So I just, in the break here, I ran out of the den and went upstairs to grab something to drink. And my wife is making her chili. Oh, it smells so good up there. It smells so good. And then I was getting grief. I don't know if you saw my tweet. I get grief from people about, I put 275-inch TVs into my man cave den downstairs yesterday, right? And in preparation of football. And people are like, why did you get two different TVs? Well, they're both TCLs. I got a deal when I went into the store that if I bought one TCL, I could get the other and a discount. I got both of them for less than half price total. So it was like buy one, get one free almost. Well, pretty much was. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a second. That's how I got the second 75-incher. It's like, okay, sure. Buy one, get one free. Okay. More or less. And so I said, sure, yeah, deliver them both. So I'm going to be excited. I'm going to have one wall mounted above the fireplace, and the other is going to be, the other's already up, actually. I got to get the wall mounting up. I don't do the wall mounting thing. I got to get somebody in here to do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially a 75-inch. I don't trust myself, Garrett, to do that.
That's what TaskRabbit's for, man.
Yep. Yeah, TaskRabbit. Good call. You know, I have to have TaskRabbit come in and do that. 75-inch, too heavy for me to try and wall mount it by myself. So I'll have to have somebody else come in and do that. Anyway, I'm excited about all that. Get all that. You know, I'm going to watch Tour Championship when this is over. I'll go down to the den on the 175-inch that's up, and I'll watch it down there. So it's fun to have it, you know, with it, because I got this, like, really high-end soundbar, too. And so it's like the sound is great, and it's like, oh, this is much better. I can't believe I used to have like a 43-inch TV. Now that I have 75 inches, it's like, what was I doing with a 43-inch TV? You know, it's not that much more to get a bigger TV. It's like 65 would be like by bottom end. Unless you can't watch it because of your vision, I wouldn't go below 65. I just wouldn't. 404-726-0929. Let's get to, we got two Roberts. Let's begin with line three and Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. You've talked to, in your line of business, you've talked to general managers and team presidents and team owners. Could you talk to me about, for instance, you have teams like the Steelers and the Rooneys who's had, you know, three quarterbacks in the last 500 years versus teams that have a new head coach every other year. Could you talk to us, if you could, about like the mentality of some of these owners and what they, you know, are these decisions ultimately theirs, or is somebody kind of coming into them, you know, nudging them, okay, keep them around one more year, or this guy's got to get the hell out of here right now? Could you kind of explain that to like us laymans?
Well, the only team that doesn't have an owner, you know, directly is Green Bay, is the Packers.
Right.
And the Packers are a lot like the Atlanta Braves. They're you know, run by a consortium. There's a board of directors. And the Packers really have succeeded wildly, despite the fact that they don't have an owner. You know, in some cases, owners can muck up the works, because I'll give you the perfect example. And that everybody knows who I'm going to say, right? Okay. So when Jerry Jones gets in and decides that Jerry Jones knows more about football than the general manager and the head coach, the Dallas Cowboys go to hell. When Jerry Jones hires someone like Jimmy Johnson or Bill Parcells and gets the hell out of the way, the Cowboys do well. Correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So Jerry Jones is the one that does the Dallas, because Jerry Jones thinks he knows more about football, but he doesn't. Do you know this little stat about the Dallas Cowboys? Are you ready for this, Robert? There is every other team in the NFC. Every other team in the NFC besides Dallas has been to the NFC title game since the last time the Cowboys were in the NFC title game.
That's every other team ridiculous.
Every other team in the NFC has been to the NFC title game since the last time the Cowboys. The longest drought of any team in the NFC of going to the NFC title game, the Dallas Cowboys.
Good grief.
How about that?
Because I'm sitting here wondering, you know, what type of style or mentality or personality do the Rooneys have to where they say, okay, when we hire you, good or bad, you're not going anywhere for at least 15 years. Versus,
well, they don't say that. Owners. I mean, it's worked out well for them. Obviously, right, they don't say that. I mean, but it's just worked out well for them. But you know, they put into place a program that works really well, which is why, again, you don't want to get on the wheel of coaches. The Pittsburgh Steelers have never been on the wheel of coaches because they have only had three coaches in the last like 50 years, and so. You know, but they stick, you know, with it. But having said that, you know, there's some good in that, and there's also some bad, because it's not like the Pittsburgh Steelers. They haven't won. All right, I'll give you another stat. You know, for all the good of the Pittsburgh Steelers, do you know, Robert, do you know the last time the Pittsburgh Steelers won a playoff game? I'm going to tell you. Ready? The last time they won a playoff game was the week before the Steelers lost the AFC title game to the New England Patriots. The AFC title game, New England Patriots, went on. All right, hang on. The AFC title game, New England Patriots, that beat Pittsburgh, went on to win the 28-3 Super Bowl over the Falcons. So say what you like about the Falcons, but the Falcons went back to the playoffs the next year, won a playoff game.
They sure did.
So between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Atlanta Falcons, the Steelers have a longer drought of Super Bowl appearances and playoff wins.
Now, I bring all that up to ask you, and this I'll leave you with this parting question. Do you think Dan Quinn deserved one more year
here? No.
You answered that real fast.
No, he had lost the plot here.
Yeah.
So did Thomas Dimitroff. I mean, they had sort of lost spot. Look, I think they did really good work together, and I like both of them. You know, they were my friends until Dan Quinn didn't want to talk to me and Hugh anymore. Because we dared ask him about his job security. But no, I mean, it was just time to move on at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, the team had gone. They had hit the doldrums. They were going backwards in a big hurry, and there was obviously a reduction in the overall talent level of the squad here. People like the last caller like to slam Terry Fontenot. I look around and I think, I think Terry Fontenot has actually probably done a pretty good job. I mean, look at the guys he's brought in here. I mean, Bijan.
So far, he's done a hell of
Drake,
a job. Scouting.
Penix. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he brought Jesse Bates into the team. You know, he's drafted, we'll see how he does with Walker and Pierce Jr. I mean, so he's brought a lot of these guys are his guys. And so, I mean, because there is talent on this team. They just haven't coalesced. Now, whether Raheem can get them to play together or not, or it's going to take, like, for example, I'll give you this one last thought here, okay? If Raheem doesn't cut it this year, I wonder if the Falcons would be interested if Mr. Brown, if Arthur Blank and Josh Blank would be interested in keeping Terry Fontenot, believe it or not, and just elevating either Jeff Ulbrich or Zach Robinson to head coach.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, Terry Fontenot has done his job, so now the coaches have to coach and the players have to play, so that's interesting because, usually your GM and your coach are kind of like, joined at the hip, but that will be interesting. Wow.
Well,
wow.
And Raheem was his hire. Arthur Smith was not. So he's tagged with the Raheem hire too. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out. I hope we don't have to answer that question. I hope the Falcons go out, win 10, 11 games, and we're just moving on. Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it, Robert. Let's go to another. I got to get to another Robert here, and I appreciate that. Or did he? He left. Rick, let's go to Rick. Ben, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute. Hey, Rick. Thanks, Robert.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, Rick.
I've been listening for a while today, and I picked up on several people kind of adding some negative comments about Raheem Morris. And I got to say, watching the games, I have to watch them on TV. I don't get to go to the games. But in watching them on TV, and I know I don't see everything, but when they show Raheem Morris, he's showing no excitement, no emotions at all. He looks like he's really not into the game. Normally, coaches, I see players when they go to the sideline, if they've done something good, then they get a pat on the rear end, or if they've done something bad, they get something in their ear. I don't see any of that out of Raheem Morris. What's your comments?
Well, I guess my comment is, do you win or do you not? Rick, I've been watching this game like you long, long, long time. I've been a Falcons fan. This is my 51st year, and I've been watching college football since 1968. Whenever in college basketball, whenever you have a coach who's a firebrand who gets in everybody's ear and screams at people and, chews people out and does the kind of Nick Saban, Gene Katie thing where he's really, if you're not winning, then they're like, we need to get a coach who just would settle. We got to get a coach who'll settle down. This guy's out of control. If you get a coach who's like quiet, like Raheem, and you're not winning, they're going to, we got to get a coach who's got to get in somebody's ear. So, you know, everybody's mad, me too, including that Snicker doesn't get people's ear with the Braves. They weren't mad about the fact that Snicker wasn't getting in people's ear when they won the World Series, were they?
Well, it's not just getting in the ear. It's just showing some concern or, you know, some emotion about what's going on around him when his team's losing or when it's winning.
Well, if he's winning, you won't care. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't think it matters. It only matters whether they win or lose. Okay.
If they win,
nobody's going to be calling me and saying, "Boy, you know, he needs to show more emotion." You know, if they lose, then I guess. So, I mean,
maybe emotion is the right word. Maybe involved in what's going on, because I really don't see that. He just seems, you know, as if he's just standing there.
We'll see. We'll see how this kind of all plays out this year. We all understand he's under fire. Do appreciate it, Rick. Thanks. 404-726-0929. Ben, I'm going to ask you to hold through the break here. We do have conversations. So Ben's a 35-year season ticket holder, so I'm interested in hearing from him. You want to weigh in and jump into this program as well? We're taking it at 3 o'clock today, Atlanta United, Toronto, with Mike Connie and Jason Longshore, live right here in your home of the Five Stripes, Sports Radio 90 Time the Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. Braves today at home at Truist against the Mets. Atlanta United, 3 o'clock. Coverage starts at home at Mercedes-Benz against Toronto. And the leader's about to tee off over at Eastlake for the final round of the Tour Championship. Busy day in Atlanta. 404-726-0929. Also looking ahead, this is a Sunday, first day of the week. This is the first big week of college football. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the five-day Labor Day weekend extravaganza is ahead of us. Everybody's playing. Tons of big games. We're going to get into that in the next hour a little bit and kind of get your appetite ready for what's about to happen starting Thursday night. And look back at yesterday where a couple of everybody knows about Iowa State beating Kansas State. Big win for the Cyclones. But there is a couple of other games that were kind of under the radar that maybe we just kind of tell you what they might mean, because this first week is going to give us a big indication. There are only three games this year, by the way, between the SEC and the Big Ten. Just three. So what were they? They're all three really big games. Texas, Ohio State being the biggest, obviously, but Michigan at Oklahoma and Wisconsin at Alabama. All right, my bad, mispronounced it. Wisconsin at Alabama. So all three really big games, but that's it. So when we're trying to compare the leagues, that's the only markers we're going to have. Let's go to Ben. He's been patiently waiting, and I appreciate that. Ben, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, John. Good morning. I had my first season tickets with Fulton County Stadium, so I've seen a lot of bad football with the Falcons. My take on this upcoming year is that I think they have talent enough to win the division, but I have no faith in management. So I don't have any faith in player evaluation by our GM. And another example was, you mentioned that one of their free agent signings they cut. Gee, that's talent evaluation. I don't have any faith in our head coach giving us an advantage over any other teams. That was borne out by some decisions he made during the year. You mentioned, why didn't he replace Broke Down Loser or Broke Down Liar? Why didn't he replace Young Way Coach? These are all coaching decisions, right? So I'd like to get your take on that, and I would feel better if we had a more competent head coach.
Well, I think you just answered it. You're going to, again, my take is only that winning solves everything and losing will cost them their jobs. That's my take. I mean, I think Mr. Blank, again, Arthur Blank and Josh Blank have made it clear. Playoffs are bust, and otherwise we have to move on. And that, I guess my take is that would be a shame, because I don't want the Falcons to be in a position where we're rotating head coaches in and out, especially with young star players on offense, especially with a young quarterback on offense, where we're talking about bringing in a new offensive coordinator, which is kind of why I brought up, whether or not if Raheem were to be fired, would you consider keeping Zach Robinson on as head coach in order to have his, because his growth arc, you don't want to be flopping, new coaches in all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I agree with that. I think that we made the wrong decision previously. There's so many other better coaches out there than the guy we hired. But I'm stuck with it for another year of paying my season tickets, and I'll go to the games, and I'll probably leave the games early like I usually do. But it seems like a never-ending cycle, John, and at some point we have to break that. I can't think of one time that during the time I've been a season ticket holder that our coaching has given us an advantage. Maybe Dan Reeves briefly, and Dan Quinn maybe for half a season to get us. Yeah, but I haven't seen him, John. Maybe you're different. Maybe you have.
Yeah, I think that Dan Reeves is certainly a time where there was. I think there were maybe some moments of Jerry Glanville where he was, the kind of guy that, inspired a lot of people to play above their station. And yes, the Dan Quinn years, at least early on, were marked by, and this is not, again, I think what happened with Dan Quinn was, and we see what he does in D.C., Dan Quinn needs a really good coaching staff. I think that's probably true of every head coach, but his coaching staff in 2016 was phenomenal. Now you go back and look at that coaching staff and look at all the talent that was on that coaching staff in that year. How many head coaches came off that coaching staff? And a ton. And then two of them are here now with Jeff Albrick and with Raheem. So, I hope it works out. I think, again, there were mistakes made, but we have to go to that game in week 10, right, Ben? You go into the swamp in week 10, right? You're 6-3. You're 6-3. You're three games up in the tiebreaker with eight games to go. They're in total control. They're actually, having beaten Philadelphia, starting to consider playing for the number one seed in the NFC. And it all went to hell.
Yeah, I agree. I think even more that L.A. Chargers game, we were coming off a bye week.
LA was coming off a Monday night game. They were going on the road to the East Coast. I mean, there's no way we should have lost that game. I mean, it should have been obvious in practice that he can't get the ball out and,
right,
you know, maybe make that change then. I think if they'd beaten the Chargers, if they'd beaten New Orleans, they would have gone to the playoffs easily.
Yeah, easily. And we wouldn't be having these discussions, which is why I think, again, Arthur and Josh Blank have said, this is pretty clear. You're going to do this or, you know, and everybody's like, well, who's going to be, if they fire Raheem, somebody said, who's going to be the next head coach? I got to tell you, I think if they were to part ways with Raheem, they would seriously consider, given the young, what I just said, given the young quarterback and given, look, Zach Robinson is being ticketed by some people as being a future head coach anyway. So why not let him be your Sean McVay or your Kevin O'Connell? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would rather just wash my hands. Again, it goes down to talent evaluation, because if we get rid of Raheem, we're getting rid of Terry as well. And
not necessarily.
You got to put the right.
Not necessarily. I'm telling you, you got to believe me when I tell you, not necessarily.
I wouldn't bet on that, John. But I mean, have you been impressed by anything that Terry Fontenot has?
You mean
done?
Like in drafting Bijan Robinson and Michael Penix and Drake London?
Yeah, those were
yes.
high draft picks. So, John, I mean,
yeah well,
he
but
Bijan Robinson
he, excuse me,
Jalen Carter.
He got excoriated. He got run over the ringer, Ben, for drafting a running back number two. Run over the ringer. You don't draft
two,
a running back
number two.
You know.
He was drafted number eight.
Bijan was drafted.
Was an eighth pick.
You know,
he was eight.
For taking,
John, come on,
for
now.
taking your
Saquon,
a running back
was number two.
Taking a running back that high, for he got raked over
the
coals. He got raked over the coals for taking Michael Penix when he already had Kirk Cousins. Correct.
And again, I go back to them. They shouldn't have signed Kirk Cousins. They were planning on.
Well, no. You can't hang on.
Penix.
That's revisionist history. You can't do, Ben. Why, if they don't sign Kirk Cousins, they don't draft Michael Penix. Do you not get that?
Well, again, I wouldn't have signed Kirk Cousins. I would have used that money to build up the defense. And I said that when it happened.
And play who at quarterback?
Ago, John.
What, but play Desmond Ritter again at quarterback?
Well, they were going to draft Penix. They could have.
No, that's not the case. No.
Holder.
That there's no. Hang on. That's not true. Okay? That is absolutely abjectly not true.
I disagree.
Without,
they could have gotten a placeholder.
No,
like
hang on.
Or someone
hang on.
Just as well as Cousins.
No, Ben, it's just not true. Okay, so they sign Kirk Cousins, correct? Let's go back and do the timeline. All right.
Gave him $180
million.
All right, yeah.
Ben, you just have to hear me, okay, please? They sign Kirk Cousins. Ben, you can let me talk or no? They signed Kirk Cousins. They signed Kirk Cousins, okay? They're going into the draft. They say, okay, we are looking at player A and B. And they said, well, do you want to revisit just because of, you know, Kirk's injury, the idea of drafting a quarterback? They're like, well, we can't really draft a quarterback. We just paid this guy $100 million. But we think, because they're going, we think – that what we saw at the combine, because prior to the combine they didn't know, is that Michael Penix might be the best quarterback in the draft and the number one pick in the draft, okay? So they fly out to Seattle, and they work him out in the rain with Roma Dunze and stuff. They get back in the plane, and they're flying back going, oh, my God, this guy is going to be – everything we thought about him is going to be great. They wouldn't have even flown to Seattle had they not signed Kirk Cousins. Okay, and then there's no guarantee that Michael Penix would have been there at eight or that somebody wouldn't have jumped him because nobody behind them, including Oakland Raiders, they didn't think that there was any way the Falcons were going to draft Michael Penix at eight. So they didn't make any attempt to jump up because they just signed Kirk Cousins. If they had any indication that the Falcons were about to sign draft Michael Penix, they would have jumped him. If they didn't have Kirk Cousins is the only reason the Falcons were able to take Michael Penix at eight. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been there.
John, I respectfully disagree. Again, it's just a sign of the poor management of this team, and it really is par for the course.
Appreciate it, Ben. Thanks much. He can respectfully disagree all he wants, and I appreciate the fact he's a 35-year season ticket holder. And I'm with Ben on my frustration, too. But if you don't sign Kirk Cousins, the Raiders jump you, and you do not get Michael Penix. You end up with neither. And if you don't understand that, I can't walk you through it. That's an absolute abject fact, okay? The odds of Michael Penix still be... Besides, they weren't even going to revisit the idea of going to Penix prior to signing Kirk Cousins. They probably wouldn't have flown out to Seattle and gone, oh my God, we're about to make a huge mistake here. Because you have to remember, they had to walk in, Ben, they had to walk into Mr. Blank's office. And Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson, and they had to sit down and they had to look at Mr. Blank and go, I know that we just told you that we're going to sign the number one free agent, and you're going to pay him $100 million guaranteed, but we can't pass up on a quarterback. And Mr. Blank's going, wait, you're telling me you're going to draft a quarterback just after we signed a $100 million quarterback? What's going on here? Are you going to draft a number one pick who's not going to play? What are you talking about? We got to start winning now. We got to have this number one pick come in and win now. And they said, no, it's only because we went back out there and he's the best quarterback in the class. And it leaked out that they had him number one even on the line, 1 and 1A with another quarterback in the class. And that other quarterback was, I am convinced, I haven't been able to confirm it, but I am convinced through other discussions that it was Jaden Daniels, okay? That they rated Michael Penix on a straight line with Jaden Daniels as co-number ones and ahead of Caleb Williams, okay? Now, how that works out over the course of time, I don't know. I'm just telling you that that's what happened. But there's no, without Kirk Cousins, there is no Michael Penix. It simply doesn't, because the Raiders would have jumped the Falcons. They would have traded way up to get Penix, because they were, I know for a fact, because I got friends that work in Vegas in the media who told me right after the draft going, oh, the Raiders are really mad because they had no idea the Falcons were going to take. So the Raiders sat there and let the Falcons take. Of course, the Raiders ended up with a pretty good pick. Obviously, Brock Bowers is a hell of a player. But the Raiders just sat there because they thought, you know, there's no chance that they thought the Falcons might take Bowers. They were like, you know, they're not taking a quarterback. They just signed Kirk Cousins. And all of a sudden, Michael, and they went, what? And if you don't understand that's the way it worked, I can't help you. You could disagree all you want. I'm just telling you what happened. Okay? Well, that's not what happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, Garrett, this revisionist history on what happened with Michael Penix is always just, and I don't mean to be, you know, kind of on my high horse about it, but I just don't understand why fans don't see this, that without Kirk Cousins, there is no Michael Penix. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and look, and to your point, it's kind of like a butterfly effect. I mean, one thing leads to another, and we don't know what happens if you don't sign Kirk Cousins, then we don't know what's going to happen. And there's, it's a massive domino in the NFL, and it's one of those things that just happens every year. And every single year, there are domino effects and butterfly effects, if you will, that happen as a result of free agency moves. One thing impacts another thing. So, to your point, yeah. I mean, if you don't sign Kirk Cousins, things happen differently.
Yes, things happen differently. And imagine, again, having to sell Mr. Blank on the idea of drafting a quarterback number one when you just paid a guy $100 million. And Mr. Blank sits back in his chair and takes his glasses off and he puts them on the table like that and says, what? And they're going, well, Mr. Blank, we went back and worked him out again, and dude's a superstar. Whew. Took a lot of faith for Mr. Blank to say, because Mr. Blank had to sign off on that draft pick. He had to sign off and say yes. He could have said no. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.